We are beginning tonight's share in Siman Ayin Reish Beis, Sif Yud, on page 102. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Birchas Yayin Shel Kiddush Poteres Yayin Shel Besoch Asuda. The bracha of the Boer Pragofen that you make on the wine during Kiddush patters the wine that you're going to drink during the Suda. The Eino Ton Bracha Li Acharov. And the Kiddush wine does not require a bracha achrona. The Birchas Hamozon Potarto, because the benching at the end of the Suda patters it. Bein shehu ala kos, bein she'eino ala kos. Whether the benching is on the kos or benching is not on the kos, either way, the benching covers the yayin lifnei asuda. Says the Mishavura Sevkatan Lamed Hey, the bracha on the wine patters the wine during the suda. The kevan shu bimkom ha'suda, since the kiddush is bimkom ha'suda, so tzarche suda, it's considered part of the suda. U'machmasa huba, and it's coming because of the suda, and therefore that will take care of the bracha on the wine you're going to drink during the suda. Sifkatan lamed vav, mibirchas bari piragofen, that you will not need to make on the wine that you have during the suda bari piragofen. V'hu adin shaboteres yayin shalachar asuda kodem birchas hamozon. And so too, the minhag was in the olden days that after the suda, before benching, they would also drink wine, and that wine would also be covered by the bari piragofen made by the kiddush. We also said in the Mechaber, you do not need to make a bracha achrona after drinking the kiddush wine, because benching will cover it. Says the Mishabur in Sekotin Lamedzayin, the koshel kiddush hu gamkin bichlal dvorim haboyim machmas asuda. The kos of Kiddush is also considered from the things that come because of the Suda, and therefore the benching patters it. We'll see a note on that in one moment. First, let's finish the Mishaburus of Katan Lamed Ches. Va'ayin le'el simin kuf ayin dalud. Haynu disham mevor da'afilu lo'hoyo lo'yayin klal besoch ha'mozom. There we learned that even if you don't have any wine in the middle of the Suda, gam kein potea b'chas ha'mozom l'koshel Kiddush. Still, the benching will patter the Kiddush, even though it's so separate, ones before the Suda, ones after the Suda. It will cover it. Of course it will cover it if you also drank more wine during the Suda, but even if you didn't drink during the Suda, the benching will cover the wine from the Kiddush. Now if you look at Note 32, he reminds us of a very important Bir Halacha that we saw in Chelek Beis. On that which the Mishabura said that the Koshel Kiddush is also considered from the Dvarim Haboyim Machmas HaSuda, and therefore the benching covers it, not so poshut. In Note 32 he writes, Al Kevan Shenechlego HaRishonim Ha'im Kos Kiddush Nechsheves Kaboyim Machmas HaSuda. Since Lamaisa, it is a machlokas in the Rishonim whether the kos of Kiddush is considered something that comes machmas asuda. The Be'alocha told us in Kuf Ayin Dalud, Shenochon shalolishos b'kiddush yoser milolugmav. It is appropriate that one makes Kiddush, he should not drink more than a milolugmav. Sha'ozlo mischayev b'bracha achrona l'orav hadeos. That way he will not be required to make a bracha achrona according to most opinions. And therefore he avoids the whole suffix of whether it's considered b'machmas asuda, not machmas asuda, does benching cover it, not benching cover it. Therefore, avoid the suffix and drink only a lalugma that you yotze in Kiddush, but you're not chayiv according to many in a bracha achrona. The imshasa is kol hakos, but if you did drink the entire kos, the revius, then yichavin bebirchas hamozon liftor es shtias hayayin shel hakiddush v'yotze b'zeh b'dieved. Then you should have specific intent during benching that you are going to patter the wine of the Kiddush, and that will work with Yevid. Behosavi adds on, Shekevan sheesh omrim shechai v'bracha achrona at b'shtias pochas mimololugmav. Since there are those who say, there yechai v'bracha achrona even by drinking less than a mololugmav, lochein nochon shetomid yechavim b'birchas ha'moz and liftar sayayin shal kiddush. Therefore, the Be'alacha told us that it is appropriate that you should always have kavana during benching, that you are going to cover the wine that you had during Kiddush. And then he says an interesting thing over here. The Eitzah Zu L'Chavein Liftor HaSayayim B'Birchas HaMozom, this Eitzah that we're bringing down from the Be'alacha, that you should have Kavana in the Birchas HaMozom, and like the Mechaber says over here, to have Kavana in the Birchas HaMozom to cover the wine of the Kiddush, Mo'ila Davka Im Kiddush Al HaYayim, that only helps if you make Kiddush on wine. Aval Im Kiddush Al Mitz Anovim, but if you make Kiddush on grape juice, Rav Yashiv says, Shalom Mo'ila Eitzah Zu, this Eitzah will not help. Kevon shatam shebirchas hamozon poteres yayin mavur b'shulchan aruch le'el mishum shu soed es halev. Since the reason why benching does part of the wine is brought down in shulchan aruch is because wine is soed the lev. Umitzanovim harei eno soed es halev. And mitzanovim does not have that quality. Grape juice does not have that quality like wine that is soed es halev. And therefore the benching would not even cover it. V'chein hora ravozner sheshtias mitzanovim eno poteres b'birchas hamozon. It also, according to ravozner, will not be covered, the grape juice from Kiddush, by the birchas hamozon. Achim Yerav Rov Yayin in Miat Mitzanovim. However, if you would mix a majority of wine with a minority of grape juice, then Rav Yoshev says that it will have a din like Yayin. The Eitza Nosefes Huva Bishmo, another Eitza brought down B'Shem Rav Yashiv. Shem Yechavin B'Shas HaKiddush Sheretzon Lishlos Mitzanovim Gam B'Seuda. If you have in mind during Kiddush, you're going to drink more grape juice during the Seuda. The Yishtem Mitzanovim B'Seuda, and you in fact drink more grape juice during the Seuda. Oz Birchas HaMozom Poteres Gamis Mitzanovim Sheshosa B'Kiddush Kimavuar B'Mishavur L'El. That would always help if you also drank grape juice during the Suda. So the Eitz is, if you make Kiddush on grape juice, is to have in mind the grape juice in the Suda, drink grape juice during the Suda, and then the Berachas HaMazon will for sure cover everything. But that's not an interesting discussion about, number one, limiting the intake of Yayin that you have during Kiddush. Number two, having in mind when you're benching that you want to cover the Yayin of Kiddush. And number three, if it's grape juice, it's more problematic, and the best Eitz will be to drink more grape juice during the Suda. But he does bring down over here that that's not according to everyone. Achein, Rav Scheinberg is stopping who imits anovim niftar bebirchas hamazon sherei eino gorer as taivas hamachol. Again, Rav Scheinberg is mesupuk that they be imits anovim will not be parted by the birchas hamazon because the ma'aseh does not get your appetite going like wine does. Meidoch, on the other hand, we have what to rely on from the Nissen Kirelis who says shemit anovim dino kiayin lochal dover kemavur leelbis of katan vav. He says that grape juice is like wine, lagabi everything, and therefore, just like the Birchas HaMazon with part of the Yayin, according to him, the Birchas HaMazon with part of the grape juice as well. And now let's begin Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. The halachos of Kiddush b'makom Suda. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Kiddush ela b'makom Suda. Kiddush has to be made only in the place where the Suda is going to be. Ubebayis echad mipina lepina, and in one house, it really means in one room from corner to corner. Choshev makom echad. That's called one place if you're in the same room. Shem Kiddush lecha bepina zo. If you make Kiddush, having in mind to eat in corner A, v'nimlach lecho b'pina acheres, and then you change your mind to eat in corner B, afilu traklin gadol, even if it's a very large hall, eino tzarach lachso ulakadesh, you do not have to go back and make another Kiddush. So if you went within the same room from corner to corner, you are good to go in terms of Kiddush b'makom suda. The Ramah writes, umibayis lasukah choshev kimepina lepina. And the Ramah writes that from the house to the sukkah, that's also called from one corner of a room to another corner of a room. We'll see the Mishavura at length and the Bir Halacha exactly what case that is referring to. The Mechaber continues and says, V'yesh omrim shekol sheroa mikomo, that so long that you see your original place where you made Kiddush from the place that you want to eat, afilu mibayis l'chotzer eino tzarech lachzor l'kadesh, then even if it's from a house to a chotzer, or as the Mishavura says, even if it's mibayis l'bayis, you will not have to go back and make it to the Kiddush. So if you're able to see, there are those who say that we can be more lenient even from bias l'bayis. And the last Yesh Omrim says, V'yesh Omrim, Shem Kiddush b'mokom echad al das lecha b'mokom acher. If you make Kiddush in place A, having in mind to eat in place B, shop your dummy, that is okay. V'hu sheyiyu shnei ha-mekomos b'bayis echad. That's only assuming the two places are in one house, kigo mecheder lecheder o meigra la'ara. For example, from room to room, or from floor to floor, from upstairs to downstairs, and v'chein ikr, and that is the ikr halacha. So we have three shitas brought down, leaving off the Ramah for a moment that we'll get to shortly, but the three shitas the Mechaber brings down is, number one is, Kiddush has to be b'makom suda, and within one room, that is okay, that's considered b'makom suda. So if you make Kiddush having in mind to eat in place A in the room, and you switch to another side of the room, that would be okay. Opinion number two, the Yesh Omrim says that as long as you can see your original place where you made Kiddush, so you can go even Mibayis L'Chotzer. We pointed out the Mishavru will say even Mibayis L'Bayis. And sheet number three is, if you make Kiddush in room number one, and you have in mind to eat in room number two, so that will be okay, again, as long as it's within the same house. The first shita is even if you don't. I said you made Kiddush and Mako in corner A to eat in corner A, and then you ended up eating in corner B. It would be okay according to the first opinion. Let's see the Mishavur now, and then we'll see some notes and some Beralacha as well. Sifkaton Aleph, we said, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Su'uda. Says the Mishavura, the source of this halacha is the pasuk that says, V'Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. B'mekom oneg, in the place where you are enjoying the oneg, shehu ha-seuda, which is the seuda, shom tehei ha-kriya shel kiddush, that's where the calling of kiddush should be, v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, in the place of the oneg, in the place of the seuda, should be the kriya of kiddush. Now, note number one, he just points out that this, in fact, is a machlokas in the poskim, whether it is the oraisa or the rabbonon. V'limud ze eino ela asmachta the rabbonon, ki moshakosa b'biralocha lahalon, shekiddush v'kom seuda hu rakum the rabbonon. The biralocha brings down later, that it is only midirabon on the pasuk only nasmachta. Achem midiralocha la'el hevi as das harosh akirish makam suda. Who midaraisa? He brings from the Rosh that in fact Kiddush Makom Suda is the Araisa. That's a machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Lechol bepinozo. You make Kiddush in corner A, having in mind to eat in corner A. V'kol shekeinim kiddush al das lechol bepinah acheres hashaper dami. If you had in mind, like the Mechaber says, to eat in the same corner that you're making Kiddush, and then you switch to another corner, it's going to be okay. Certainly, if you made Kiddush in corner A and you had in mind to eat in corner B, certainly that would be okay. Sivkotan Gimel, but the case of the Mechaber is you had in mind to eat in corner A, and then you change your mind and ate in corner B. Says the Mishabura v'nimlach lechol umikomakom lechatchila tov shalolosser mimakom shekiddush. However, says the Chavetz Chaim lechatchila, it is better not to move from the place where you made kiddush. The hayesh machmirin gami bipino lepino, because there are those who are machmir, not like the Mechaber, and they say you can't even go from corner to corner. In lo shehoya daito be'esh shekidesh lecho bepina acheres. Unless you had in mind that you're going to eat in the other corner, oz mistabra de'ein lahachmir bazeh, then it's logical that you would not be machmir. But in a case where you didn't have in mind, therefore it's best not to move to the other corner, because there are those who are machmir, not to switch mepina lepina. There's an interesting note over here, note number two. He says, "V'afshu inyan chiyav bracha k'sheshina mekomo be'emtza achila." We have the halacha of shinui makom when you switch locations in the middle of an achila, when sometimes you require a new bracha. So the Bir Halacha told us earlier, "Shafilu mibayis laliyah," even going from the downstairs to the upstairs, "imashinui utachas koras gag achas." If you're still under one roof, ain zeh nechshav shinui makom. That's not called a shinui makom. Even though you didn't have in mind, if you just switched from upstairs to downstairs or downstairs to upstairs, it's okay. Ubir Shom B'Shem HaMaram Chalava. The Maram Chalava explains, Sheyesh L'Chalik Beidin Kiddush Makom Suda L'Din Shinui Makom L'Inyan Chiyah Bracha. What is the difference between Shinui Makom L'Gavik Chiyah Bracha, where we say, even from one floor to another floor, you do not have to make a new bracha. And here we're bringing the Mishavura, there's a Yesh Machmir, and that even Mepino Lepino is not considered Kiddush Makom Suda. So he explains as follows: Sheleinyan kiddush b'makom suda tzarich makom suda mamish. Kiddush b'makom suda requires the place of the suda to be in the place of the kiddush mamish. Umakom hanochas apas nechshav makom asuda, where the bread is, that is makom suda. V'lochein afilu mipinu lepinu yesh machmirim. Therefore, even going from one corner to another corner, you're not making kiddush where the bread is. There are those who are machmir. Aval inyan chiyav bracha, but in terms of requiring a new bracha for shinui makom, talui adavar be'akira me'amakom arishon. That's all dependent on uprooting yourself from your first place. The kol shelo akar mimekomo. So long that you didn't uproot yourself from your place, kigol mepino lepino. For example, you're only going from one corner to another corner. You're not actually uprooting to another place. Ein zeh nechshav shinui makom inyan bracha. That would not be considered shinui makom. Shinui makom needs you mamish to uproot yourself. To uproot yourself requires more than going within the same house. Masha'enkeit over here, kiddush makom suda is a very exact thing. You have to have kiddush makom suda. And therefore, even if you're on other sides of the room, that would not be considered, according to some, kiddush makom suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkotan Dalet. You decided after making kiddush in corner A and having in mind to eat in corner A, you decide to eat in corner B. So he said, you're good to go according to the Mechaber, even though we brought there those who are Machmir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Dalet bepina acheres, aval inimach lechol becheder acher. But if you change your mind to eat in a different room, avshu ba'osel bayis, even though you are in the same house, tzarech lachzor lekadesh. Then you would have to make a new kiddush. Kevan shelohaya daito lazeh be'esh kiddush. Since you did not have it in mind when you make kiddush, so this halacha of making kiddush in corner A and then deciding to eat in corner B is only when it's corner A and corner B, but not into a different room, unless, of course, you have the two other opinions that we'll see shortly, that either you could see one place or the other, or you had in mind, then it would be okay. But according to this first shita, just changing your mind and going to another room would not be good. You would require a new kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah goes further in Sivkotan Hei and addresses the Ramah. The Ramah told us, "Umibayis la sukkah choshev kimepina lepina." Going from the house to the sukkah is like going from one corner of the room to another corner of the room. Now that sounds funny because it's really two different rooms. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. First of all, why would a person be going from his house to a sukkah or a sukkah to his house? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the obvious reason: "Kigon shiyardu gushama v'kiddush abayis." It was raining, so you make kiddush in the house. V'achakach posku agishonim. And then the rain stopped. V'rotza lecho basukkah. Now you want to go out to the sukkah. V'chu adin lehepech. So to the opposite way. Shekiddush basukkah. You make kiddush in the sukkah. V'yardu gishonim. And then it started raining. V'rotza lecho babayis. So either way, the rain either started or stopped. And therefore you want to go from house to sukkah or sukkah to house. B'cholze ein tzarech l'kadesh sheinis. The Rama tells us you do not have to make another kiddush. Zokta mishabura umayri shasukah besoch habayis. So we're talking about a case where the sukkah is mamish in the house. V'husar hayitzia, and you just remove the roof. You have a retractable roof in your house, and the sukkah is mamish in the house. And more than that, it being in the house, v'ein sham hefzik mechitza acheres, and there is no house wall separating the room of the house to the room of the sukkah. Rak mechitzas ha-sukkah. You just put up a wall of the sukkah, there's no wall of the house separating. So it's mamish part of the same room. The alkein, since your sukkah is mamish in the same room, svirulei, therefore the Rama holds, the kevan she'ein mechitzas ha-sukkah asuya letashmish. Since the wall of the sukkah is not really there for any use, elo l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it's only there for the mitzvah sukkah, choshev k'mi pina l'pina b'lo mechitza, it's like going from corner to corner without a wall. Because l'maisa, there is no wall. There's no real wall there. The only wall there is the wall of the sukkah. The kind one that we hold, the afilu l'hoisa daito mitchila, we hold like we said in the Mechaber, that even if you didn't have in mind from the beginning, l'kach, to switch, ein tzarech l'kadeh sheinis, you don't have to make kiddush again when you move to another corner. So that's the case that Rama is talking about, a very exacting, specific case. Avol, im asukah asuya michutz labayis, but if the sukkah is outside the house, now not even so far away, just it's right outside the house, shemichitzos habayis mafsikos, all we're adding is that the actual wall of the house is separating the house from the sukkah, but it could still be a sukkah attached to the house, but it's not just the wall of the sukkah separating, it's the wall of the house that's separating. Then already, it has a din of mecheder lecheder, which we just saw, if you didn't have in mind, you would require a new kiddush. Like I just said, if you didn't have in mind from the beginning, you would have to make a second kiddush over there, unless you could see the place where you make kiddush, like we'll see shortly in the Yesh Omrim, number one of the Mechaber. Zehu bir divrei Ramah lefi ma sheber ha-Magen Avraham. This is the explanation of the Ramah al pi the Magen Avraham. Umipnei sheyesh poskim al-chokim al-kolzeh, and because there are poskim that argue with all this, kamo shebi'ayte the Be'alocha, like we will in Mitzvah Shem see in the Be'alocha shortly, al-kein tov kisherotze lakor achar kiddush as dirasa lasuda. Therefore, if one wants to uproot himself after kiddush and go out to his house, change his dwelling for the suda, sheyishtem mitchila revias yayin b'mokom ahu. He should first drink a revias of yayin, as we mentioned once before, and we'll see again, that drinking a revias of yayin, according to many, counts as kiddush b'mokom suda. The oz choshev ayideza k'mokom suda k'lakameh, and then, as we'll see soon, that will count as your mokom suda. Ulekul yama ein tzarech shuv l'kadeh sheinis. And then you want to make kiddush again. So if you want to go to any of these more controversial cases, as we'll see in the Mishavura, in the Be'er Halacha, and you want to switch from the sukkah to the house, to the house to the sukkah, if you drink a revias of yayin before you move, so then you have covered your back of kiddush among the suda, and you won't need another kiddush. Now in the Shaar Tzion in Osei, he says a very interesting thing. He says, "Bavim oker mikomo me sukkah labayis." But if the way you are moving is from your sukkah to your house, machmas geshamin, because it rained, Yuchalecho kazayas pas basukkah. Then, besides drinking the wine, you can also just eat a kazayas of bread before you leave the sukkah. The oz choshev bimikom suda yedezed. That's considered kiddush b'mokom suda. The Mishabura just says that you have to drink the revias of yayin, because if you're going from your house to the sukkah, you started in your house because it was raining and it stopped raining, so now you can't eat bread in the house. So if you can't eat bread in the house, the eitzah is to drink the wine. But if you're in the sukkah and it starts raining, you're still allowed to eat a kazayas of bread. So eat a kazayas of bread before you go inside. So you have both eitzahs going from the sukkah to the house, but going from the house to the sukkah, you only have the eitzah of the wine. I think we should finish the Mishaburas, and then we'll go back to the Bir Halacha. Says the Mishabura Vayter Sifkat and Vav. Sifkat and Vav goes on the first Yesh Omrim of the Mechaber, that as long as you could see your place, even if it's mibayas l'chotzer, you don't have to make another kiddush. Says the Mishabura, shekevan sheyochol b'mikom asuda liros es hamakom shekiddush. Since you're able to see from the place where you're having your suda, the original place where you made kiddush, afilu derech halon, even if it's through a window, v'afilu rak miktas mekomo, even only part of your place, choshev hakol k'mokom echad, everyone is considered, it's all considered one place. Now, I'll just read a little bit of note number 6. I'm going to start from the fourth line. The Geder of Mokom Shekidesh, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shel inyan Mokom Shekidesh ein tzarech liros es Mokom HaKiddush Atzmo. You don't have to see the exact spot where you made Kiddush. El af imro es miktas hacheder bo nasa bo HaKiddush. Even if you only see part of the room in which you made Kiddush. Gambo, that also helps. And so does Ezra Nissen Karelit, and he explains the reason very beautifully. Kevan shel halacha mutter l'shanos mikomo mipina l'pina. Since you just learned, you're allowed to go from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, imkein kol ha'cheder nechshav k'makom shekidush. Therefore, the whole room gets a din of the makom shekidush. V'zeh mutter af makom. V'zeh matir af makom sheroen misham es miktas ha'cheder v'ein tzor lorah es makom ha'kidush atzmo. Therefore, so Shlomo Zalman and this and Karelet say, as long as you can see part of the room, even if it's not near the place where you made the kiddush, because the place where you made the kiddush has one din of makom shekidush, since you're allowed to move around in the room. In note number 7, he writes, in terms of this ri'iyah, the Das Torah is mesupik im tzor shiyireh es makom ha'kidush b'pol, you have to really see it, o shedai b'kash sheyochel eroso, or that you're able to see it. If you're standing by a window, where through that window, if you would look in it, you could see the place where you made Kiddush. You're standing the other way. Your back is to the window, so you can't see through your back. That's considered able to see it. You don't actually have to look. It just has to be that it's able to be seen. Back to the Mishaburis of Kotan Zayin, Afilu Mibayas L'Chatzar. We said in the Mechaber in the Yesh Omer that if you see the original place where you made Kiddush, you could even go Mibayas L'Chatzar. Says in Mishaburah, V'hu Adin Mibayas L'Bayas. Imroa Mikomo. Even if it is from house to house, you also will not have to make a new Kiddush if you see the original place. As long as V'ein Shvil HaYochid HaKavua B'Yemos HaChamo B'Yemos HaGesham Mafsik B'Neim. As long as you don't have any kind of path owned by an individual that is so set that it's used in the summer and it's used in the winter, being Mafsik, then it would be okay as long as you could see from one to the other. You should not rely on this Yesh Omer unless it is a case of B'di'evet B'shas Adchak. Shelo yachol lisa b'mekom ha'kiddush, that you can't eat the Suda in the place where you make Kiddush. Ava b'lav hochi, but if it's not a Shas Adchak, yizor me'od shelo l'hokel mi'bayis l'bayis a'idei Riyas ha'mokom. One should be careful not to rely on this Shita of bias lebias through yes makom ki yesh achronim shemachmir afilu diavid. There are those who are machmir even mediavid. The last yesh omer that we saw in the mechaber was that if you made kiddush in place A, having in mind to eat in place B, that is totally fine as long as both places are in the same house, from room to room or from floor to floor. It says in the mishaburis of katan ches, haynu tachas gag echod af al pi she'ein roa mekomo. That means to say, as long as it's under one roof, even if you can't see from one to the other, but you had in mind, that would be okay. Let's just look at the second paragraph of note number 9. Ulu inyan yetzia lemirpeset, shelo bekoma karka. If you're walking out to your mirpeset, your porch, which is not on the ground floor, she'ein mimena yetzia achutza. There's no way to get off from the outside, from the porch. You can only go through the house. So Shlomo Zalman says, she'af im eino mekora, even if there is no roof over the porch, ein nechsho bekach kishinri mokum. That's not like kishinri mokum. Mishum shi chelak me'abayas. That's considered a chelak of the bayas. Me'idach on the other end, Rabbi Yoshev is machmir. He says, a mirpeset she'eino mekora. That's not considered mecheder lecheder. Let's go back now to see the bir halacha. We'll try to see two bir halachas. Page 102, the top bir halacha, mibayis l'sukkah. Again, we pointed out in the Ramad, where the Mishavur explained that mibayis l'sukkah, that you wanted to make a new kiddush, is only if there's nothing being mafsik except for the wall of the sukkah. There's no wall of the house separating. It's mamish, one room, and therefore it has a din of pina lepina. Says the bir halacha, I am a mishabura. V'dad el yiraba v'agra umayim mordechai yisigil al ramo ha'mekel mibayis lasukah. All these achronim argue with the ramo who's lenient mibayis lasukah. V'svirulu, and they hold the sukkah. Kevan shi asuya mechitza b'fnei atzma. Since the sukkah has its own wall that is put up, chashiva k'mecheder l'cheder. They say that's considered mecheder l'cheder. And therefore, to go from one to the other, even if it's in the same room, mamish, just the wall of the sukkah separating, where the Mishabura explained the Ramah being lenient, these achronim argue and say if you didn't have it in mind, you would have to make a new kiddush, just like a case of mecheder lecheder. Then there's a shita that's even more lenient than the Ramah. Miu bow derech achayim hetek l'dinas divrei alavush shemekel od yosef b'inyan zeh. The derech achayim brings the levush was even more lenient than the Ramah. Ula halavush, according to the levush, afilu kishasuka asuya chutz lebeso shemechitzas habayis mafsekas b'neihem. Even if the sukkah is outside the wall of the house, so there's not only a wall of the sukkah separating like the Ramah was lenient, but even the wall of the house is separating, still according to the Levush, ain't tzarech lachzor l'kaddish, you still would not need a new kiddush. Afilu lohaysa daitu l'zeh mitchila, even if you didn't have specifically in mind to switch from one to the other during kiddush. Why is that? The mistama kevan de derechu likanes l'sukkah g'shaposim ha'geshamim. Since it's normal if you start a suda on sukkahs and it's raining, it's normal that if it stops raining, you go out to your sukkah. Lochein afagad de lo asni ka'asni dummy. Therefore, even if you didn't have in mind specifically, it's ki'ilu, you made the tnai and it would be okay. So that is the shita that goes lakula. V'masuka asuya b'chatzer. But in the most machmir case, it's not only there's a wall of the house separating, but there's a separation between the wall of the house and the wall of the sukkah. It's in the backyard. Davi lagamri bayis acher, it's totally a different house. Mukha midera lachayim shom shesvirulei d'b'inan gamkein shiira me'abayis mekom asukkah. Then you would require both things, not only that you had in mind, but also you would require that you could still see the original place where you made Kiddush. Kein mukhal me'aprim begodim shehevi. Al kein tov lafuke nafshim midei sveika. Therefore, it's best to avoid the suffix velasos kemosha gasatim mishabura and do that which I wrote in the mishabura, which is again, before you leave from your sukkah to your house to your sukkah, that you should drink a revias of wine. That way, you covered Kiddush Makom Suda. Let's see the last halacha of Chayin Ikir. That's going on that which the Mechaber said that Yesh Omrim, that if you're being Mekadesh in one place and you had in mind to move to another place, as long as it's under the same roof, it's Mecheder Lecheder, it would be okay. And then we said V'chein Iker. Zog the B'ralacha. U'mikom makom l'chadchila lo yasa kein elabim kom adochak. But l'maisa, l'chadchila, one should not have in mind when he makes Kiddush in room A to go eat in room 2, room B, unless it is a place of need. Because as I saw earlier in the Mishabur, the Magen Avram is machmir lechatchila, even mepina lepina. Certainly over here where it's mecheder lecheder. And even though we wrote over there the Shaar Tzion that it makes sense not to be machmir like that Magen Avram, that's when it's mepina lepina within one cheder. Mikomakom leinyan mecheder lecheder bevadai nochon lochosh lechatchila ledas haran shemachmir baze. For sure, mecheder lecheder, it is appropriate to be machmir for the shita of the Ran and not allow having in das from one room to the other to allow you to switch without a new kiddush. Mihu im gam roa mekomo. However, if you not only had in mind but you also were able to see original place nidre diyesh lahakel, then it appears that you can be lenient afilu lachatchila im daitu lazeb eis hakiddush. So it comes out, says the Be'alach Olamaisa, even though there are those who are machmir just having in mind, but if you have in mind mecheder lecheder and you could see one room to the other, then you could be lenient even lachatchila to switch rooms for your Suda after you made Kiddush in the first room. We'll stop here and we'll continue with Sibbeis and Mirz Hashem tomorrow.